Welcome to Talks at Advent, homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia. Today's speaker is Father Michael Kaiser.
We are in the midst of one of my favorite times of the year, which is the reason I remind myself that I am a monarchist. We're undergoing this semi-annual exercise in masochism called an election. And if you watch the television, yes, if you do, I imagine you do. If you watch the television, if you're on in the internet at all, you can't escape this thing. God is not on anyone's side. God does not back any political party of any kind, other than monarchy, which he does occasionally speak about sympathetically in his speeches. He doesn't back the kind of republic we have, he doesn't back parliamentary systems, he doesn't back any of those things. God is not here to elect one candidate or the other. God did not send his son to put his stamp on one party platform or another. And yet we constantly seem to think he has. Because after all, if we believe such and such is right, obviously God must believe such and such is right. Basically, we're narcissists. We're convinced that somehow we are the center of all things. That doesn't mean, and I'm not suggesting there's not a difference between right and wrong. And I'm not suggesting there are not things that as Orthodox Christians we must oppose or support or whatever. But we have come to do it in such a nasty, vicious, venomous, partisan way that we just shred our republic every 2 years, every four, if you're real lucky, and it's a presidential election here. Friends stop speaking to each other. Families sometimes stop speaking to each other. The things we say about those god-awful, nasty communists on the left or the vicious homophobic Nazis on the right are nasty. Now, Paul tells us that we should treat one another with a profound regard. Some translations say respect. The first step in loving someone is treating them with respect. And if you cannot treat them with respect, that there is no way in which you can love them. And since God says we should love everybody, that puts us in a bit of a problem. As we sit there, I mean, it's amazing. Apparently people assume that if they type it on Facebook, it doesn't exist. So they can say anything that they would not normally say in personal conversation with someone. No. I have former Russian parishioners who are foaming at the mouth because they hate Vladimir Putin and therefore are ignoring the fact that tens of thousands of Orthodox have been slaughtered. All they can see is that Putin has somehow intervened in Syria, and the fact that that Orthodox Christians are now being saved by Orthodox Christians. Even though they themselves are Orthodox Christians, they just cannot comprehend because they grew up under the Soviet regime. And in his mind, he just stands for them. I don't care if the man worships a sacred crocodile. The simple fact is that in the city of Aleppo, 5 years ago, there were 75,000 Orthodox Christians being served by 20 priests. There are now 1,900 Orthodox Christians being served by two priests. The rest are either dead or on the run. I don't care who saves them. But they are so fixated, I can't talk to them. And they like me. And I like them. But they are just so obsessed by it. It is how we become. We make heroes out of people who I'm quite certain are basically decent people. You know, who basically want to do the best for their country, but can't agree as to how. But we make either heroes or villains out of them. It's like we do sometimes in the church. You know, we have no personal teaching. We have no teaching of personal infallibility in the Orthodox Church. And yet we are constantly ascribing to hot bishops and sometimes presbyters that very infallibility. Well, my bishop says that. It's like that old commercial. You know, I forget what the name of the company was, but they're discussing, you know, economics. And they, well, my broker says, and everybody turns, you know, well, my confessor says, everybody turns and listens, you know. Put not your trust in princes or in sons of men in whom there is no salvation. This is what the scriptures teach you. We just got human beings running around trying to do the best thing they can. And sometimes we wind up disagreeing. The reason we do this is that we're not focused on God. At the same time we're claiming God supports what my party does, we're not focused on it. I have not belonged to a political party since I was ordained. And in fact, the canons state the clergy should not be involved in political activity at all. I'm registered as an independent because in most places you've got to be registered as something in order to vote. But every time I think I can become a Democrat, they find more interesting ways to dice and slice unborn children. Anytime I think I can become a Republican, somebody gets all green on us or shows up with an uncomfortable amount of hair. You know, I mean, there's just no party that exists for the Orthodox Christian who is faithfully seeking to follow God. That doesn't mean you shouldn't vote or anything like that. You should. But you got to make your decisions. And I would never stand here and tell you what candidate to vote for. I won't even tell you what I believe politically. If you want to ask me in private conversation, I'll be more than happy to discuss that with you. But I am here to preach the gospel, to give you the teaching of the church, and I can allow nothing to get in the way of that. That's my job. And if there is the slightest chance that my saying, well, you know, I voted for this guy, or I'm supporting this party, made it harder for someone to hear the gospel, then I will be accursed. It would be as if, you know, Jesus stood up there and said, okay, yeah, the Pharisees are bad guys, but, you know, I mean, I really kind of favor the Pharisees. They threw a nicer party. You know, I mean, you can't do that and say, come to me. And we're here to tell the world, come to me. Come to Jesus. Now, in the gospel today, what we had was Jesus asking the question, who do men say that I am? And today people will say, ah, he was the first revolutionary socialist in history. We know that. Or, no, he would have led the Confederacy had he been around at the time, you know. Because again, we can't see through our own biases and prejudices. We can't see Christ. Because we're wrapped up in the world, the flesh, and the devil, as the colic and the epistle speak to. So try very hard to focus on God. That can be difficult when you're sifting through all this thing. You know, I usually tell my people during fast seasons not even to go on Facebook. It's going to screw up your spirituality. But, you know, if you're going to do email with you, that's fine. But, I mean, you just have to be careful about the kind of slicing and dicing judgmentalism that is simply rampant. In our culture, and always have been. Yeah, I mean, people say, geez, elections are so nasty now. Go back and read about the first, second, third, and fourth. you know. They were, it was pretty nasty then too. Thomas and Jefferson, you know, he had the tribe of a slave. This guy had a history. So, you know, I mean, it's always been nasty. It's going to be nasty because it's a fallen activity. In the kingdom of God, thank God, there will no longer be elections. It's a monarchy. It's not a democracy. And God says, do this, don't do this. But until that grand and glorious time, which I suspect is still a while away, we have to learn, we have to look to our own deportment. We have to look to ourselves and how we behave. You remember, if you were here on Holy Thursday, that I knelt on a concrete floor here that room, and washed the feet of anybody who wanted to come forward. Can you imagine Hillary Trump washing Donald, I'm Hillary Trump, Hillary Clinton, washing Donald, whoever the guy is, washing his feet? Or any of these, you know. 2 weeks ago, I read an interview with Donna Brazile. I don't know if you know who she is, but she is about as hardcore left-wing, you know, cut up the babies and bugger your neighbor that you want. And they were down here doing some sort of celebration in New Orleans for, you know, getting over the flood and all that. And somebody asked her, what was the biggest thing you think President Bush did wrong? You know what her answer was? President Bush did virtually nothing wrong in the world. You hear that? That's saying you people were complete fools if you paid attention to what we Democrats said during that election. It was all rhetoric. It was not rooted in any fact or reality. And I'm sitting here to tell you now the guy actually did a pretty decent job. Don't listen to them. They're not going to be truthful with you. God will. Focus on God. Make your decisions based upon what you know he has taught, what you know he has said. And if we've got things we need to discuss, then cool. We'll discuss them. But don't fall into the chaos. Don't get wrapped up in the world, the flesh, and the devil while you're trying to make decisions about people, because your decisions will almost always be wrong. They will be superficial. They will be short-sighted. They will be biased. What thinking of Christ? Whose son is he? If he is the son of God, and if we are his brethren, and he is the firstborn of many brethren, then we look at everyone, it doesn't matter who they are, with his eyes and not ours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Talks at Advent. Homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia.